Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you so much for staying with us. We now are joined by Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. And, you know, Beth, I think it'd be a very appropriate, since it's 2 days past Thanksgiving, it's that the weekend, if you will, we like to, keep things going like this, celebrations, holidays, those types of things. Let's talk a little bit more about gratitude.
I'd love to do that. You know, the big challenge for us these days, where the Thanksgiving holiday has kind of been stolen by crass materialism, it's really important to keep that Thanksgiving spirit going through Black Friday, through the weekend, through Cyber Monday or whatever, and keep it going through the year. You know, there's a lot of focus on that now with books like The Secret and The 15-Minute Miracle and even back to Norman Vincent Peale in the 70s. You know, there's a new awareness of how important gratitude is, and it needs to not be just a point on a line that we visit a couple of times a year at different holidays. It's a way of life. And I just don't see, forgive me, maybe I'm missing something here, but I don't see how shopping at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day or keeping these stores open so employees don't get to spend the Thanksgiving holiday with their beloveds, I don't see how that's pointing us in the direction of gratitude. I think that's feeding our fear. And so, you know, at this holiday season, as we move into December and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Christmas, it's really about something different than all the spending money and the material stuff. And it's important to find different ways to keep that going.
You know, there's a part of me that actually feels very good about no longer having DirecTV, no longer having a service that provides me with a connection to the rest of the world. I now use on-demand services like Netflix and Hulu. Hulu, you still get the commercials. Netflix, you don't. So I like that. So there's a certain element of detachment from that standpoint, and I feel good about that. And I tend to agree with you in regards to the focus that our society has, the institutions have. What was it that I heard just the other day as a point of reference to all of this? The United States apparently is not real happy with China right now because they have what? There's a Monday. I forget what they call it, electronic or Internet Monday or something like that, where you do a lot of shopping online.
Cyber Monday.
And apparently the Chinese have outdone us by $1 billion or more dollars. And I'm thinking, well, there's one main reason. They have more people. But is that your real gauge?
I have no idea
how the society is doing. Come on.
Yeah, the thing I keep coming back to is gratitude is a choice, and some days it's easier to come by than others. And right now, you know, with the sun having moved into Sagittarius is one of the wiser, more enlightened signs, and so for some of us, you know, gratitude should be easier. The discipline of gratitude, the mindset, the focus, mm-hmm. the practice of gratitude on a daily and sometimes, you know, hourly, minute-to-minute basis.
Sometimes that's what it has to be, doesn't it?
Sometimes that's, you know, you really have to consciously put your mind there.
Yeah.
And look for the silver lining in every black cloud. And it should be a little easier these days to come by. You know, there's the sun is in Sagittarius, and there's a lot of energy in Scorpio, which is really about depth and meaning and, you know, the greater mysteries and universal truths of life.
Right, right. Well, for folks who want to get in touch with you, call 963-0842, go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. I'm Richard Dugan. Beth, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.